Jim Jordan demands ex-spies divulge information about pushing Hunter's laptop as Russian disinformation. By Wendell Hasebo on December 2, 2022. Top Republican member of the Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan, D.O., on Thursday demanded former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and former CIA Director John Brennan divulge information related to their attempt to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020. Shortly after Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris broke the laptop from hell story at the New York Post, both Clapper and Brennan moved to discredit the story as Russian disinformation in an infamous letter published in Politico that was signed by dozens of former intel officials. Jordan, who will be the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee with subpoena power, sent a letter to the former CIA officials to come clean about their role in suppressing the laptop story, CNN reported. If Clapper and Brennan refused to comply, Jordan vowed, he will use his future subpoena power to force the two men to comply with his requests. Along with Brennan and Clapper, Jordan demanded information from FBI Executive Assistant Director Jennifer Moore and Nina Jankowicz, who was head of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board. Jordan requested Moore sit for an interview with the committee to probe the politicization of the Justice Department, including but not limited to the department's targeting of journalists with Project Veritas, the shuttering of the department's China initiative, the department's one-sided enforcement of the FACE Act, and the department's unprecedented raid on President Trump's residence. Jordan also stated Moore may have evidence that would confirm whistleblower disclosures, which suggest that the FBI is engaging in a purge of employees with conservative views by revoking their security clearances and indefinitely suspending these employees. Jankowicz, President Joe Biden's former disinformation czar, is also under scrutiny. Jordan requested she sit for an interview about her role in the now-canceled Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board. Jankowicz had defended Hunter's corrupt dealings with Burisma Holdings in a book interview, claiming he was a foreign expert. She also suggested the laptop story was a fairy tale and Russian disinformation. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Jill Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two in 2013 before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.